Independent Senator Jim Jeffords of Vermont has now formally introduced a bill that goes after four major pollutants from power plants. The chemicals or compounds are mercury, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, and carbon dioxide. Many Democrats, including Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold, are co-sponsoring the bill. President Bush's entry into the air pollution battle, the so-called Clear Skies Initiative, does not address CO2, which is a key component of global warming. Eric Urim of the Midwest office of the Sierra Club says carbon must be controlled.
We are seeing more and more evidence that global warming is a reality. And we don't know what time lags in our natural systems are going to impose on us as far as our ability to recover from the problems that we're seeing now. The fact that our lakes aren't getting ice on them till later in the fall and even into the winter, and some lakes aren't even freezing over at all. People falling through the lakes on snowmobiles and the rest of it.
Some climate scientists are not ready to link all mild winters to global warming, but environmentalists say it is clear that the four-pollutant approach would help utilities plan for the right pollution control devices and not surprise ratepayers with huge price hikes. But Chris McKinney of We Energies in Milwaukee says many Midwest coal plants would have a hard time reducing carbon dioxide.
There really are no add-on controls for CO2 like there are for SO2 and NOx, and like we expect to develop for mercury. So the timelines and the reduction levels in the Jeffords bill really put coal plants at a disadvantage.
The Jeffords bill does call for deeper and quicker cuts in the air pollutants compared with the president's plan. There's at least one other major air pollution bill in the hopper, and passing something may require compromise. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.